哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈，还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
哈利路亚 ，May the grace, peace, joy, of Lord Jesus be of always with our brothers and sisters and our senior members.
今天晚上我们要一起来学习的题目是亚拿尼亚的见解。
Nice topic of mutual encouragement is the example of Ananias.
当圣灵在五旬节降临在耶路撒冷。
The Holy Spirit descended at the time of Pentecost at Jerusalem.
建立了当时候使徒的教会。
Holy Spirit established the apostolic church at that time.
打开了救恩的大门。
It opened wide the gates of salvation.
当时候有很多人教会兴旺的非常迅速3000人很快到5000人。
The church prospered very quickly. The number grew from 3,000 to 5,000.
这是一个恩典的时候。
This is the time of grace.
在那这些人能够听到这个福音，相信这个福音，进入到救恩里面，他们实在是非常的幸运，是值得喜乐的。
People heard, believe, and enter into this salvation. It's a very joyful.
就好像今天的我们。
Just like us today.
在这个恩典门开的时候，我们就进来了。
When the door of grace opened, we entered in.
得到了这份救恩。
And we've received this salvation.
我们也是非常的喜乐。
And we are also very joyful.
但是这份喜乐一定要持续下去。
But such joy must be maintained.
我们不只要进入到救恩里面。
Not only should we enter into the salvation,
我们更是要保守自己在这救恩里面直到最后。
Even more so, we have to preserve ourselves within the salvation till the very end.
因为当时候虽然有三千人，有五千人。
Because at that time, even though there are 3,000, 5,000 people who believed,
进入到了这个救恩里面。
Even though they enter into salvation.
但是不是每一个人都能够走到最后一步走到最后一步。
Yet not all of them can walk to the very last step.
那在当时候所跌倒人的一个见解能够成为我们今天学习。
The example and the warning of those people who fell is a learning for us.
圣经的人物记载在圣经里面都是与我们有益的。
The Bible characters that's recorded in the Bible, they are recorded for our benefits.
好的地方我们学习效法追求。
There are good aspects we should learn and pursue.
当他们做不好的地方我们要以此来为鉴戒，用来省察自己的侍奉的心态还有信仰。
But the things that they have done wrong is a reflection, is a learning for our own belief and our own servitude.
好，那我们今天要从《使徒行传》第五章来看亚拿尼亚的见解。
And tonight I will learn from Acts chapter 5, the example of Ananias.
这是第一节到第十一节。
It's recorded from verse 1 to 11.
《使徒行传》第五章。
Acts chapter 5,
第一节
verse 1.
有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉卖了田产，第二节
2.
把嫁银私自留下几份，他的妻子也知道，其余的几份拿来放在使徒脚前，第三
3.
彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？第四
Four.
田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，价银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。第五
Five.
亚拿尼亚听见这话就扑倒断了气，听见的人都甚惧怕。第六
Six.
有些少年人起来把他包裹抬出去埋葬了。第七
Seven.
约过了三小时，他的妻子进来还不知道这事。第八
Eight.
彼得对他说，你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？他说， 就是这些。第九
Nine.
彼得说，你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？埋葬你丈夫之人的脚已到门口，他们也要把你抬出去。第十
Ten.
妇人立刻扑倒在彼得脚前断了气。那些少年人进来见他已经死了，就抬出去埋在他丈夫旁边。十一节
Eleven.
全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。这边记载有一个人，他叫做亚拿尼亚，跟他的妻子撒菲拉。
Here records a person named Ananias and his wife, Sapphira.
当时候他们把自己的田产卖了。
At the time they sold their property.
那把它拿到使徒的脚前。
And they took the price.Before the apostles' feet.
当时候有一些人有这样子的奉献。
At that time, this is the way that people offered.
我们如果来看《使徒行传》的第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第四十四节和四十五节。
Verse 44 and 45.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。第四十五节。
45.
并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
44, all the believers were together and had everything in common. 45, selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need.
所以当这对夫妇他们愿意把自己的田产拿去卖，拿来奉献给教会，给神，这本身是一个好事。
It was a good thing for this couple to sell their properties and offer it to the church and to God.
愿意拿出来跟大家分享。
To share it with everyone.
但是最后却因为这一件事情的错误而导致了自己丧失了生命。
But because they mismanaged this matter, it cost their own life.
原来他在卖了他的田产之后。
Because after they sold their property.
他私自留下几分。
They kept part of the money for themselves.
这也不是不行。
This is not unreasonable.
就好像彼得告诉他的
Just as Peter had told them.
没有人强迫他去卖他的田产。
Nobody had forced them to sell their property.
这个田产本来是他的。
Because this property belonged to them.
既然卖了，也是他可以做主。
They sold it. They could have ownership over the price.
对，他要把十分之一半。或者是百分之八十拿来奉献都是可以的。
They can offer a tenth, half, or 80%. They could offer any amount they wish.
但是问题出于他把一部分的钱拿出来，但是却告诉人家说，告诉使徒说，告诉教会说，我所卖的钱全部都在这里了。
But the problem is that they kept part of the money for themselves and told the disciples.Told the apostles and the church that they have given everything.
那丈夫妻子异口同声的这么说。
And both the husband and wife said the same thing.
所以彼得问这个妻子撒菲拉说：“你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？这就是全部吗？”
Peter asked the wife, said, "Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?"
那这个撒菲拉说：“就是这些。”
The wife Sapphira said, "Yes, that is the price."
好，那彼得告诉他说：“你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？”
And Peter said to her, "How could you agree to test the spirit of the Lord?"
我想亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉他们不是故意要去试探神的灵。
I believe Ananias and Sapphira did not purposefully test the spirit of God.
他们是想说要骗人。
They wanted to deceive people.
我们来看从这一段我们来分享几点来作为我们今天的思考和见解。
From this passage, let us share a few points for us to reflect and to learn from.
为什么他们要骗人？
Why did they want to lie to people?
其实这也是一种的贪心。
In actuality, this is a kind of covetousness.
哦，可能你会觉得很奇怪。
Perhaps you might find it to be weird.
亚拿尼亚、索菲拉明明他们是在奉献，怎么会说他们贪心呢？
Ananias and Sapphira, they are actually doing the offering. Why do we say that they are being greedy?
我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第三节
Chapter 2 verse 3、
这边说到凡事不可结党不可贪图虚浮的荣耀只要存心谦卑个人看别人比自己强
We do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit but in humility consider others better than yourself、
这边讲到说除了贪爱钱财之外还有另外一种贪就是贪图虚浮的荣耀
Other than being greedy after wealth and money, there's another type of greed. This is to greed after conceitedness and vain conceit.
哦，所以今天亚拿尼亚、索菲拉把这个田产卖了，把这个钱拿出来，说是把所有的钱都拿出来，这是要让人家来感觉说，哇，他们把全部的都献上了。
So when Ananias and Sapphira kept a portion of the money and deceived other people to say that they sold everything, it is so that people could praise them to say that they offered everything.
甚至他们把一部分的留下来，还要假装给人家看到说他们把所有的都献上了。
They left a portion for themselves and pretended to others that they gave everything.
这是做给人看的。
They've done this to show to other people.
主耶稣当时候在那个年代也责备当时的法利赛人。
Lord Jesus in his era, he also criticized the Pharisees.
特别在马太福音的23章。
Especially in Matthew chapter 23.
第五节。
Verse 5.
这边说到说这些文士和法利赛人呢他们一切所做的事都是要叫人看见，所以将佩戴的经文做宽了，衣裳的坠子做长了。
So everything that these Pharisees had done is for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide and fat, and their tassels on their garments long.
所以我们今天能够得到第一个见解，就是要来省察我们侍奉的心态。
So the first warning that is given to us is to examine our attitude in our servitude.
今天我们在教会做的侍奉，或者甚至我们的侍奉等于是献上我们的时间，我们是做给人看吗？还是为了神做的？
Today our servitude, when we give our time, do we do it for other people to see, or we are doing it for God?
如果只是为了做给人看。
If we're only doing it for people to see,
那可能最多我们得到人的称赞，不会得到神的称赞。
Then at most we can receive the praise from people and not the praise from God.
得到从人来的奖赏，不会得到从神来的奖赏。
We will receive reward from men, but not from God.
更不好，如果在这当中有了欺骗，甚至可能会不但没有得到奖赏，反而得到自让自己受到亏损。
Even worst case, if we are deceived, then we might not only not receive reward, we will lose out.
那再来，为什么亚拿尼亚夫妇可能是贪心呢？
So what other reason do you say that they are covetous?
其实当时候他们把这个田产卖了拿到。当时候的教会，这是凡物公用。
When they have sold their properties, they have given everything to the church. It is so that everything can be shared among all the believers.
但那你如果想想看，如果其他的人都把自己的献上了，把全部的都献上了。
Let's imagine if everyone else have offered everything that they have.
那亚拿尼亚跟索菲拉他们来，他们没有把自己全部的献上，自己再多留了一点。
And Ananias and Sapphira, they did not give everything they have, and they kept a portion for themselves.
但是却去跟大家分享这个共同的凡这些所献出来的物资。
And they began to share and use the pool of the offerings that everyone gave.
哦，所以可能他们也是有一些这样子方面的一个一个计较。
Perhaps they were considering in this way.
哦，所以这个也是我们我们应该来做思考的。
This is something that we should consider.
今天如果要奉献，就不要做计较了。
If we are to offer, then we should not be mindful.
其实，在奉献当中，最重要的是什么？
Actually, when you are offering, what is the most important thing?
我们不是做给人看，是要奉献给神的。
We should be mindful that we are not doing this for man to see, but we are doing it for God.
其实神并不缺少什么。
In actuality, God does not lack in anything.
反而他将万物丰丰富富的赏赐给我们个人。
He is the one that gave everything to all men.
今天我们有什么，我们所拥有的不是神给我们的。
Is there anything that we possess that is not given by God?
我们的健康。
Our health.
我们工作得资财的能力。
Our ability to work and receive wealth.
甚至我们能够有机会能够来得到一些工作的机会，还有在工作当中或者在做生意当中能够得到一些利益，这个也是因为所给我们的机会。
Even the opportunity that we have to receive a job or opportunity for business, they all are given by God.
所以如果一个人在奉献的时候，他应该是要的是来感受神给我们的恩典，那从感恩当中甘心乐意的拿来献给神。
So when people do offer, it is their appreciation for the grace that God has given to them and that they are offering willingly.
不要勉强，不要做难。
We should not be forced and should not feel troubled.
不要做超过自己所不要看自己过于超过了。
We should not see ourselves soberly.
We should see ourselves. 好，我们来看那个罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书第十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
今天我们能够献什么与主？
Today, whatever we're able to offer to God,
不论是钱财，或者是时间，或者是我们的才能，
be it our wealth, our talents, our time,
我们按着神所赏赐给我们的来服侍他，来献给他。
We do it according to the grace that God has given to us. We serve Him.
我们也按着我们现在信心的程度来服侍他。
And we do it according to the degree of our faith.
不要超过自己的一个超过自己的信心。
We should not do it's more or surpassing of our faith.
比如
For example,
怎么样会超过自己的信心呢？
What does it mean to go over the degree of your belief?
当我们在做比较的时候
when we do a comparison.
你看他做了，他奉献了这么多，当然我们今天没有这样子，我们也没有把谁奉献的拿出来，但是你看他奉献了这么多，那我也要。
Perhaps we say, oh, this so and so person offers so much, I want to do the same.
或者他做了什么圣功，他这个弟兄这个姐妹做了什么圣功，那我也要。
Or perhaps you say, this brother and sister had done this holy work, let me do the same.
这个不是做圣功的一种正确的心态。
This is not the correct mentality and attitude to do holy work.
在教会里面我们准备自己。
In the church, we do prepare ourselves.
谦卑的。
In humility.
当时候适合的时候。
When the time is right.
教会的工人会安排会来找你来做圣工。
The workers in the church will assign and find you to do holy work.
哦，那其实他们会来找你。
And the reason that they are looking for you.
会来请你来做某一项圣工。
Or they have asked you to do a certain holy work.
一定是他们经过认真的思考、祷告、讨论所得出来的一个邀请。
This invitation, this decision is made by much prayer, discussion, that they gave this invitation.
所以教会的圣工不是用争的。
So the holy work in the church is not something that we fight for.
为什么会有争？就是因为喜欢做比较。
Why do we fight for it? Because we like to compare ourselves to others.
那为什么不能做比较呢？
Why shouldn't we compare?
因为在罗马书十二章的第五节。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 5, it tells us.
我们从第四节开始看起。
Let's read it from verse 4.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
Verse 4, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
In Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all of the others.
所以保罗这样子讲，我们就能够明白了。
So when Paul spoke of this analogy, we understood.
我们不能够比较。
We should not compare ourselves to others.
因为我们就好像一个身子上不同的肢体。
Because we are likened to different parts, different members of the body.
当我们接受主耶稣恩典。水洗就进入了基督的身体，成为他新身体的一个部分。
When we receive baptism and enter into the body of Christ, we become a member of the body of Christ.
在基督里成为了一个身子。
And in Christ, we become one body.
互相的联络做肢体。
And we are connected to form this body.
各个肢体有它的重要的部分。
And each member have its important functions.
还有它能够承受的工作。
And the work that it's able to bear.
每一个人其实只要按照自己所给予的来做就好了。
And every one of the members just need to do according to what they're capable of doing, and that will be okay.
所以这个是亚拿尼亚夫妇他们做超过自己信心的事情。
And so Ananias and his wife did something that's more. Than what their faith can bear.
要做给人看贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And they are doing it for people to see. They are seeking this vain glory.
他明明还没有办法真的把全部的献上，但是硬去要装全部的献上给人家看。
Even though they could not offer everything that they have, they pretended to be someone that could.
他想说，哇，骗骗这些人，可能得到一些什么
？They thought to themselves, "I can deceive these people. Perhaps I can gain something."
想不到这一件事情这么的严重。
They did not see how severe this matter turned out to be.
因为他不只是骗人，他在这边彼得说这个是在欺哄神啊，欺哄圣灵。
Not only did they deceive and lie to men.They are deceiving the Spirit of God.
因为这个教会是圣灵所建立的教会。
Because this church is established by the Holy Spirit.
虽然你眼睛看到的是一群人在这边聚会，拨饼，欢喜快乐的唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
Even though physically you only see whole bunch of people, they are here, they are breaking the bread, they are praising God happily.
但是这个绝对不是只有人的团体。
This is definitely not only an organization of men.
也不是只有人的聚会。
This is not a gathering of people.
当我们奉主耶稣圣名在这边聚会。
When we gather and have service in the name of Lord Jesus.
神的灵与我们同在。
God's Spirit is with us.
甚至天使都在这边跟我们一起诗颂赞美神。
Even the angels that here are singing praises with us.
虽然我们看不到。
Even though we do not see.
但是神实实在在的与我们同在。
But indeed, God is abiding with us.
所以这个团体不是只有人的团体，是有神同在的团体。
So this group of people is not just people, it is a group of people with abidance of God.
但是一些人他们 因为没有看见神，他只看见人，他失去了那个敬畏的心。
So when people or some of the people who did not, who only saw the people and not see God, they have lost this heart of reverence.
哦，我记得一次到赖比瑞亚在那边去访问那个教会。
There's one time I went to a country
Liberia
in Africa.
哦，那这个教会里面发生了很多人之间的一些人际关系上面的问题，那这个所以说聚会人数越来越少。
There are problems and conflicts between the relationship of people. That's why the membership begin to dwindle.
那但是我们在那边的时候会发现有一个老伯伯，他每天晚上一定都会来聚会。
While we were there, we saw an older uncle. Who will always come to the service every night.
那我就问他说，伯伯，为什么这些都不会影响到你？
So I asked these elderlies and say, why didn't these impact you or affect you?
他说，因为我知道神真的在这边。
His answer is that, for I know truly God is here.
所以聚会的时候，他一定来聚会。
That is why every time, during service, he will be there.
就算有些人在争吵，有些人不来教会了，但是他就是要来这边敬拜神。
Even though other people might argue and fight over things, but he will always be there for the service.
那为什么他会有这样子的一个体会呢
？So why is it that he has such experience?
原来他自己有亲身体验到神的管教。
Because he himself was chastised by God.
因为以前他就是其中一个在争吵的人。
Because he was one of the person who was part of the argument.
甚至有一次从国外的工人到当地教会的时候
，There was a time when foreign workers came to this local church.
他自己领头，已经带领了其中的一群人要来抵挡这个国外派教会派来的工人。
He led a whole bunch of people in the church to want to go against this workers from other country.
那当时候这个工人他碰到这样子的事情，那他也很伤心。
So when this worker faced such a type of encounterance, he was very sad.
那就叫大家说我们一起来祷告。
So he told everyone, "Let us pray."
那在祷告当中，这个老伯伯当时候他以前还比较年轻啊，在祷告当中突然间他掉到外面去了。
And so this elderly uncle, while he was praying, suddenly he was kicked or outside.
当时外面还在下雨。
And at that time, the outside was raining.
所以这个传道人祷告结束的时候发现，奇怪，怎么这个弟兄在外面淋雨，在那边发抖。
And so after this preacher finished the prayer, he saw this brother outside. Why is he outside and being rained upon, shivering?
那这个弟兄他就说。
So this brother said,
刚刚在祷告的时候，有一股力量把他抬起来，丢到外面去。
While he was praying, there was a power, a force that threw him outside.
所以他真的体验到了神的力量。
So he experienced the power of God.
他也了解到说，知道说这样子做是不对的。
And he understood what he had done is wrong.
因为不只是在好像看起来表面是在抵挡人，但是他却是在抵挡神的工作。
Even though on the surface he is merely against men, but in actuality he is hindering the work of God.
那这个就是在亚拿尼亚他们在这件事情上，其实不只是欺哄人，更严重的是他们欺哄了神。因为是在神的团体里面。
So in this matter, even though it's not only that they are lying to people, they are also lying to God because this group is a group that belongs to God.
那我们看回来《使徒行传》五章第九节。
Let's turn back to Acts 5:9.
彼得跟这个撒非拉说。
Peter told Sapphira,
他说你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？
He said, how could you agree to test the spirit of the Lord?
夫妇两个人同心是好事。
It is a good thing that husband and wife has the same mindset.
好像亚基拉、百基拉他们同心同意的来服侍主。
For example, Aquila and Priscilla, they wholeheartedly and same-heartedly served God.
还甚至愿意将奉献，将自己的家里打开，作为教会来聚会和接待。
They even opened their house to have servers in it and to welcome other people.
这样子的同心，他们就一起得到了美好的果效和称赞。不只是从人，更是从神来。
When they have the same heart to serve God in this way, they could receive the praise from men and also God.
但是这一对夫妻，他们却同心的来试探主。
But this husband and wife with the same heart, they tested God.
那结果在一天当中，两个人都丧失了生命。
And within one day, both of them lost their life.
其实这个也是给我们的一个警醒。
And this is a warning for us.
在我们的尤其是夫妻的关系当中。
In the relationship between husband and wife.
我们很重要的就是要互相的扶持，互相的提醒。
What's important is for us to mutually help each other and mutually remind each other.
尤其是在对方有做出或者是他的想法偏离的道理的时候。
Especially when the other party started to deviate from the truth.
因为夫妻对花的时间最在一起最久，所以对互相也都很深的认识。
Because husband and wife spend the most time with each other, they know and understand each other the best.
丈夫做这件事情，妻子不会不知道。
If husband had done these things, wife would not know it.
好像在这里特别说到，他把嫁银私下留下几分，第二节他的妻子也知道。
In verse 2, it says, with his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself.
那所以我们看到，当惩罚一起临到这边的时候，临到他们的时候，
so when the punishment came upon them,
妻子不可以说这个都是丈夫出的主意。
The wife cannot say this is all the idea of the husband.
而是两个人要一起受罚。
But both parties will be punished.
你如果从旧约到新约都是这样子。
If you look at the Old Testament to the New Testament, it's the same.
亚当夏娃。
Adam and Eve.
亚干。
Achan.
虽然他把这个好的漂亮的衣服金子银子金子把它藏起来。
Even though he kept the beautiful garments and gold and silver.
这个是他去贪爱他去拿的。
He was the one that was covetous and took it.
但是他把它藏在自己的帐篷底下，他的太太也知道。
And when he buried it under his tent, his wife knew also.
所以其实我们夫妻的这样子互动当中，其实一个很重要的就是彼此的提醒。
And in the interaction between husband and wife, one important thing to do is to mutually remind each other.
如果今天其中亚拿尼亚或者是撒菲拉，只有其中的一位他起了这样子的一个欺哄的心，但是另外一位不同意的话，他这件事情也做不成。
If only one of the party had this heart of covetousness, and the other side does not agree with it, they wouldn't be able to do it.
所以两个人比一个人好。
That is why two is better than one.
就是在这个天国的道路上。
So in this heavenly journey,
两个人可以互相的扶持。
Two people could help each other.
当一个人软弱的时候，
and when one party is weak,
或者当一个人的心偏斜的时候，
or when one party's heart is deviated,
另外一个人应该做到把他劝回来，甚至责备他的这个工作。
What the other side must do is to persuade the spouse and to even rebuke the other side.
所以不要同心试探主，要同心服侍主。
So it should not be the case that the husband and wife have the same hearts to deceive the Lord, but to serve the Lord.
如果他们能够同心的服侍主，
if they could serve the Lord with the same hearts.
那我们今天所我们今天的题目就亚拿尼亚与索菲拉。 好像以前那个亚基拉、百基拉这样子的。
Then our topic will be changed to Ananias and Sapphira, just as the topic that we had before, Aquila and Priscilla.
就不用说亚拿尼亚的见解，那英文也是 example of Ananias.
Then we would have taken out this the wording for warning or example.
哦，这么可惜。哦，名字在圣经里面，但是却是一个负面的教导。
So it's quite regrettable that their name is recorded in the Bible, but it serves as a negative teaching.
好，那我们最后一个部分来思考的是说，为什么神会有这么严厉的一个刑罚？
So our final reflection is, why is it that God's judgment is so harsh?
好，而不是小小的讲了一个谎话而已吗？
Didn't they just lied this little lie?
其实当时候教会才刚建立起来。
But in actual fact, the church was just established.
这个笑有了一点笑进去。
This tiny yeast that entered into it.
为了不要让它继续的发起来。
It is so that this yeast can be prevented from
马上直接的把它。去除掉。
So God immediately and directly removed it.
也是让当时候的的信徒都来了解到神的公义和正直。
And it is so that all the members at the time could recognize the righteousness and justice of God.
对神存一个敬畏的心。
So they have this heart of fear towards God.
如果你第五节这边说到说听见的人都惧怕。
And in verse 5, it says that all those people who heard it, they were seized with fear.
好，第十一节。
Verse 11.
全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
11, great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events.
所以这件事情不只是在教会里面的人知道而已。
So this matter was not only known to the people at the church.
甚至当时候的在社会当中也有人听到这些事情。
The people in the society also heard this matter.
当每听到这件事情的人，他们都产生出了一个畏惧的心。
And the heart of fear was aroused whenever people heard about what happened.
了解神真的是在这个教会里面。
They learned that God is indeed in this church.
神是轻慢不得的。
And God cannot be mocked.
我们看腓立比书。
Turn to the book of Philippians.
第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Well, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
在这条信仰的道路上
On this journey of faith,
我们会有满足的喜乐
We will have abundance of joy.
我们也要时常的喜乐
We should always have joy.
凡事谢恩
And that we give thanks always.
但是我们也不可落缺了敬畏的心。
But what cannot be lacked is this heart of reverence and fear.
把信仰的事情当作随便。
We cannot just treat the matter of faith as casual matter.
把教会当成是一个好像我们普通参加的一个社区的或者是一个社会中的团体。
And we should not treat church as a casual group in the society.
像这边保罗所勉励的
And here as Paul has encouraged
要恐惧战惊做成得救的功夫
That it is with great fear and trembling we work out our salvation
今天我们在神的救恩里面我们非常的喜乐非常的感谢
Today we're in the salvation of God we're filled with thanksgiving
多伦多有这么多百万的人
In Toronto, there are millions of people.
还有这么多人还没有得到救恩。
There are so many people who did not receive
神却拣选了你和我。
But God has chosen you and I.
这是多么 荣幸，也多么值得我们感谢的一件事情。
How thankful or how grateful this is.
我们更要把握住这个恩典。
We should seize this grace.
用正确的心来服侍他。
We should serve God with the correct attitude.
好，那能够持守、保守自己在这个恩典直到最后。
And that we can keep ourselves within this grace until the very end.
我们来唱赞美诗第四百首。
Let's sing hymn 400.
400, 左边那一首。
Safe and well.